Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Joanne, I have to go out to pay some bills.
Mom, remember we're going to sign you up for Republic Online and Republic Mobile.
But don't I still need to go to the bank to sign up?
No, Mom. Republic Bank made it even easier for us to sign up. Just visit RepublicGuyana.com, click the Republic Online sign up banner, follow the instructions, and you're good to go.
No need to visit the bank when you can use Republic Online and Republic Mobile. Pay bills, transfer funds to any local bank or to any Republic Bank account. Check balances and more anywhere at any time. Take advantage of Republic's convenient sign up process and do your banking from home. Log on to RepublicGuyana.com and find out how easy it is to sign up today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, June told Cecil that James may be the father of a son in his 20s. She offered to be at the house when the GPL workers came to upgrade, as Lucille was worried about contracting COVID. Shelley insisted that Alonso observe all the COVID-19 guidelines. Anil warned Brian about consuming 70% alcohol as a cure for the coronavirus and about a Brazilian woman he was interested in while in the interior. As we return, Sonny is on the phone with Shelley.
All right, Shelley, all right. I'm going to pack the goods right away. Who come in and collect it?
Sonny! Sonny!
One second, baby, 1 second. Oh! Ignatius' nephew? All right. Good. I gonna look out for you. Thanks. Bye.
Ignatius got a nephew in the village?
Yes, baby. Alonso. He come from Barbie's couple weeks back.
Anyway, is what me coming here for ask you again? Oh, yes. Them GPLPUUP people still a walk in this village?
As far as me know, yes.
Me thought walk like that would have stopped with this virus thing where they're going around.
No. Remember, them people is essential workers. And them must got deadline for when them upgrades supposed to done. Anyhow, baby, them people have followed the COVID guidelines.
Well, he there announcing every day over the radio and TV. Wear your mask, sanitize, and wash your hands steady.
And stay about 3 feet away from one another.
So what people supposed to do when them turn up at them house?
Them come here? We meet and pull down change?
No, not me. I want my family to try for find out.
Oh, well, as far as me know, when them come, once them identify themselves and then got on their mask and so, You're supposed to let them in your yard.
But daddy thing, how people supposed to know them?
Oh, Bibi. Then I must got to get proper identification.
But suppose I turn up our house and just some picnic their home. You know with this COVID thing, some big one got to stay home with the little one them when their mom and daddy gonna walk.
Well, in case like that, GPL not got to do no work. An adult must be present for them to install the new service line and meter. Plus, you're supposed to show them one recent light bill.
Oh, well, me go tell them. You know, sometimes people not sure.
Yes, me know.
Besides that, me go for call this picnic here and talk to she. Mala call me a cry on the phone again.
Oh, Kavita?
Yes. Me no know how one picnic can be so hateful to she mama. Anil and Sunita never give Abby so much problem.
Anil, he just had one little drinking problem one time. But thankfully, he get over that. So when you go call she?
Me go call him just now.
Well, me hope she listen to you.
She a one picnic.
Baby, just prepare yourself. If she hang up on you, na be surprised.
Some picnic just there for stress out them mom and daddy, me tell you.
Unique, you registered Boston Restaurant with the Center for Local Business Development yet?
No, Divine. Me ain't got around to it yet.
Girl, is what really you waiting for?
Divine, you know how I stressed out, man.
Kevin?
Yes, and Coretta keeps spreading this rumor that she get food poisoning from Wee Restaurant. Some people just wicked, girl.
And you sure is no way she got food poisoning from y'all?
Divine, not you too.
I just asking. Remember you got people working with you. You sure did us follow all the food safety guidelines?
Divine, me and Granny does be there.
But you don't be there all the time to watch everything the staff doing.
Well, that's true. But I know for a fact we up to date with we cleanliness.
But what about other things? Like separating the food. You know you're supposed to separate raw and cooked food.
Of course I know, the Divine. It's not yesterday we opened this restaurant.
I know.
We don't ever mix raw food and cooked food. Raw meat, seafood, and poultry don't ever mix with other foods.
Because you know microorganisms could be in the raw meat that could contaminate other food.
Even the utensils we use, Divine. We have separate pots and salt for raw foods and cooked foods. Whatever cutting board we use for meat, we don't use the same for vegetables. Things like that we very strict with.
I didn't know Boston restaurant still open.
Not this crusty.
Well, I thought the health people would have come and shut y'all down since y'all causing food poisoning.
Sister Patsy, what do you want?
Me? I don't want for buy nothing. Me and Abel for y'all food poison me and I dead. If Corona ain't take me, Boston restaurant dirty food ain't gonna take me.
Seriously, Sister Patsy? How you could listen to lies when you know Boston restaurant been around for years and nobody ever accused me of food poisoning?
You could say what you want, Unique. Y'all got people working with y'all. Next thing you know, is little Corona one of them sneeze and slip in the food.
Really, Sister Patsy? That even makes sense to you?
The woman says, hey, she buy the cook-up.
Coretta is a liar. All we cook-ups sell out and nobody else in come and say they get food poisoning.
Well, I ain't taking chances. I ain't buying no food from Boston restaurant again. I'm very picky with Wazzy. Anyhow, I always had a question mark about y'all food. I should make a complaint to the Food Safety Authority.
Sister Patsy, why you don't go along your way?
Like ExxonMobil fire you for two this time.
Really, woman?
I hear your child father gone in the bush. He gone and catch you off for buy baby clothes and stuff, yo.
My husband, Ryan Thomas, who is the father of my child, is at home.
So it's twins you're getting. One is your husband own and one is his sweet man own.
Sister Patsy.
Really?
I hear that happen already, you know. Where a woman make twins and it's two different fathers.
Sister Patsy, go along your way before I come out of character and tell you something really nasty, big woman.
Well, Come out of your character, Unique Boston Squire.
Just go away.
Tell me what you want, tell me. I know you must be well and stressed out because your husband gone and left you. Plus you have food giving people food poisoning because you must have got enough dirty people walking in your restaurant.
You know, Corona ain't killing the right people.
Tell you. I guess you just step out the character for me, girl. Maroon thy people. You're here with the deputy village chairperson. Just tell me. COVID should kill me.
Wow.
I can pray for you, little girl. I hope your husband find a nice girl that can give you a baby.
Sister Patsy, you're really an annoying wretch.
As for you and your twins, I hope Ignatius' son finally wake up and see you for the little harlot that you is.
Look, just go along your way. Leave and don't ever cross your foot back in this restaurant.
Who come in here feed y'all dirty food? Imagine y'all, eh? Who knows how dirty the kitchen must be dirty? Yeah, I must see got rats running all over the food y'all selling people.
Sister Patsy!
The business of food is serious. Stop playing with people's health.
Nothing good could come in your life, woman. Mark my words today, nothing good.
The God I serve is a living God. I rebuke you, unique Boston squires. Maroon my people y'all here. Stop buying food from Boston restaurant. They're poisoning people.
You are Mala daughter and my son's stepdaughter, so that mean me are your step-grandmama.
Look, you are not my grandmother. As far as I know, all my grandparents are dead.
Hello! Don't know how you just talk to big people!
Look, what even is the point of this conversation?
Why you not be quiet for 1 minute and listen what me got to say?
Or I can just hang up the phone.
Little girl, me would reach over there and sit down in your bedroom whole day and whole night for watchman your formala.
I don't want no smelly old woman in my room.
All? And me you call old and smelly, little girl?
Don't all old people smell like old cheese?
I... Well, baby, sing you meet where you're going today.
Oh, you're going to die tonight?
Lil girl!
Why did you call me?
Me call for axe. Why you stress your mom out so?
Oh, just another adult trying to meddle in my business.
Listen, lil girl. Me no know you, and you no know me. But what me do know is how for discipline lil pickney.
What are you going to do? Come over here and beat me? You'll probably collapse and die before that.
Sonny! Sonny!
Is that supposed to frighten me?
You gotta stop this. Them things where they're telling people ain't nice.
You don't know anything about me. Instead of my stupid mother asking you to call me, maybe she should try to find out what was going on in her children's lives all those years she abandoned us.
Your mama not been abandoned you. Are your daddy take her away from she?
I don't care what you say. Wanted, she could have had us on equal time like daddy. But no, she just wanted to sell her body and then have us go to her house when it was convenient. I will never forgive her. Never.
Hello? Hello? Sonny? Sonny?
Bibi? Awa?
Me think my pressure just raised, Sonny. Something not right with a girl. Something definitely not right. Marla should get one of psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever the word is, man. One of them people for deal with she right away. Something not right, Sonny. E not right at all.
Come on, Unique. Stop crying.
But you don't understand, Divine. This is me and Granny's livelihood. If people like Sister Patsy continue going around the village saying these things, it could really hurt we business.
You know y'all doing the right thing when it comes to food safety.
I wish something really bad could happen to Coretta and Sister Patsy.
Look, don't study them. Matter of fact, shift your focus to something else. Something positive. When you gonna register with the Center for Local Business Development?
You ain't gonna do that?
Unique. You know the Center for Local Business Development been around since 2017 and more than 2,500 Guyanese companies registered since then? Y'all should have already been a part of that.
I did start and then I just got distracted. Kevin and...
Look, y'all done miss out on a lot of opportunities. The center already provided training for almost 1,500 businesses. And with that, it's about 3,500 people who participated. And you know during this pandemic, training still going on virtually.
Okay.
Think about it. If you get in on a training or two, it could help you take your mind off all the stress, including Kevin.
I guess.
It's not because I work with ExxonMobil, but I see that they're really investing in building the capacity of Guyanese. Remember I was telling you about the ISO certification? 10 companies are already compliant and 4 are internationally recognized. Plus another 10 are currently being mentored.
Wow.
Plus another 10 are currently being mentored.
All right. I don't need no more convincing. I can register tonight.
I don't think a lot of Guyanese recognize the opportunities we have with ExxonMobil, you know. Building the capacity of local content is an asset to the company. ExxonMobil needs Guyanese. More of us need to take the opportunities.
Well, you convinced me, girl. I ain't wasting no more time. Me and Granny just need to get these rumors about food poisoning under control so Boston Restaurant could move to the next level.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.